Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We'll have news headlines for you in just a few minutes, but at this moment, we wanted to go to our top story coming out of Cairo this morning. Omar Khalifa joins us now. He's manager and director at O Media, which is a media company in Cairo. Good morning, Omar.
Good morning.
We've spoken on this program to a large number of anti-government protesters, and you are not one of those protesters.
No, I'm not.
Why are you? I mean, does that mean you are a pro-Mubarak supporter? Does that mean you are a pro-government supporter?
No, I'm not pro-government. I mean, I realize and I sympathize with everyone who's suffering, and I know that the president had his mistakes, and things weren't that good. But at the end of the day, this man deserves respect. I'm against the way it's happening. I'm against seeing the country at the state that we're seeing now. It's only getting worse. I'm against having the international community turn out against Egypt and telling him to go out of power really quickly, because this will just bring more chaos.
So you don't I mean, you're okay with President Mubarak stepping down. You just don't think that the protests should continue.
Exactly. I think the president, he came out on Tuesday. He said that he's not going to rerun in the coming elections. He had his first ever vice president appointed. His son is out of the country. He reshuffled the government. And he said there's going to be free elections in the coming September. So I don't understand why people are still on the streets and protesting. I mean, now we were fighting for our own freedom, and now we're giving this freedom to the international community.
Well,
we have so many other countries interfering now and asking the president to step down, and we know for a fact that if this happens right now, we're going to be in more chaos, because you need time to hand in the power.
Well, you know, just to play devil's advocate here, the part of the protesters that we've spoken to have said the reason they want Mubarak to go immediately is that they don't trust him to run free and fair elections, that he will be in charge of the government that is setting up elections in September, and that makes them nervous. They don't trust him to do so because they say he staged elections in the past. What's your response to that?
My response is that that was the first time for me. I was born seeing him as my president. I wasn't born when Sadat or Nasser was there, but I had never seen him speaking, you know, frankly and very emotionally, of course. And I trusted him, to be honest, and I trust that he's not going to run in the next elections. But what I am aware of is that we should look at democracy and we should take the good and bad parts of it. Democracy isn't always good. I'm for freedom of speech and freedom of expression and human rights and everything. But if we have free and fair elections in Egypt, the extremists will take over and we'll be in more chaos.
So,
and that's what happened in Palestine.
So, Omar Khalifa, you're referring to Hamas winning in Gaza and that being a problem for the
exactly.
Palestinian Authority. But a lot of people
exactly.
will say... But a lot of people will say, that sounds to me like you're saying the Egyptian people are not responsible enough to determine their own destiny, that democracy is beyond the people of Egypt. And it sounds a little bit like, you're embracing dictatorship.
No, I'll tell you, before democracy, we have to have education. You know, you can't introduce democracy on a very fast pace without people being prepared for it. Or is Egypt prepared for democracy like the one you have in the U.S. or in other European countries? Definitely not. We have to have a strong education system, and then we can have democracy.
But Omar, are you ready for democracy?
Step by step, we can't have it.
Are you ready for
no,
democracy?
We're not ready for democracy.
So, but you personally, are you educated enough to be in a democracy?
Yes.
But other people, your neighbors maybe are not?
No, my neighbors are, but my neighbors and myself represent only maybe 3% of the population, or 5%, or 10%.
So you say there's a bar to democracy that Egypt has not reached?
Exactly.
I mean, what does your response change at all in light of the violence going on in Tahrir Square and in light of the accusations that the Mubarak regime is sending people into the square there to attack the anti-government protesters?
Yeah, there are a lot of conspiracies there, and I know that they've seen some police undercover protesting for Mubarak, but also, to be honest, I have so many of my personal friends that are out there pro-Mubarak.
You have friends who are protesting in support of the government?
Exactly, so many friends.
Getting paid by the government?
No, not at all. Not a single pound. No one has even any contacts with any people from the government.
But you
They're
yourself...
just normal people.
You don't feel strongly enough about it. You don't feel strongly enough about it to go and protest in support of the government yourself.
No, because in the first place, what I'm saying is that I am for change, and I want the president to step down. But what I'm saying is that this president served his country all of his life. He went to war. He risked his life for it. He at least deserves some respect.
Let me ask you something. If the country is not entirely ready for democracy, and yet you do have elections that President Mubarak has promised will be free and fair in September, what needs to change between now? If the government's not ready yet, what will change before September to make Egypt ready for democracy?
Handing the power and having the military to decide who's going to be the next president, because back in 1952, it was the military who had this revolution and came into power. And since then, not a single president ever just resigned and continued his life normally. Even Nasser resigned and he went back to power. And none of them left power till they died, you know. So what I'm saying is that, of course, you need time. You definitely need time for a country like Egypt to transfer the power. It's not like when you leave a company, you need a month notice at least to hand over the power to your coming manager or whatever. But in a country like Egypt, when it's so unstable right now, of course we need time.
Omar Khalifa is a managing director at O Media. It's a media company in Cairo. He spoke to us from BBC studios there. Thank you so much, Omar.
Thank you.